stuff out of their trunk. And
I remember Anderson Hunt being very diminutive. Is that accurate?
He wasn't very big, but he was quick and he could shoot.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
And then when you got Larry Johnson inside and Mr. Plastic Stacy Ogman.
Kevin Little Rock says Moses Scurry was the other mean dude on that UNLV team. A few years before that.
Yeah, the center.
I remember watching them play. They had, was it Banks? Was the bomber they had?
Greg Banks. Three-point shooter.
Yeah. Some filthy teams over the years.
Oh,
they're
man, he had some players.
Tarkanian had to get out when he quit wanting to answer stupid questions from reporters. Hey, take a note there, Jim Boeheim. That's for you. Chris Cromwell on the Revolution Hotline. How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. We were recapping our trip to Oakland, but not in any great detail, but it was a good time hanging out this weekend for sure.
Oh, that was a blast. Love going to Oakland. That was just a really good time and fun always had at the race.
And it's Taco Tuesday for you, even though it's not the happiest of days. You know what? It's a good day to do it.
You know what? And here's a great reason why to come by for Taco Tuesday. So you don't get blown off the road when there's in these 20-mile-an-hour winds. So if you're near there, let it blow you right into the nearest tropical smoothie. Come in. We'll close the doors and windows. No wind. A little warmer. Feels a little tropical. Two tacos. A side and a 24-ounce soda, $5.99. Come on in. That's a great reason, right?
That is a good deal. What did you make of the Oscars Sunday?
Hey, I thought it was pretty good. They spread it around a little bit. I like to see Tarantino up there. He got a little love, which was good, and I thought well-deserved. And loved that Life of Pi got a little more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
And it was a great flick. And then Argo, it was great. I thought they did a pretty good job spreading it around. I think Seth MacFarlane may have been a little bit of a flop, but
that was
a tough build
still. Chris, were you upset with anything as far as the way it all came out? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Okay, well, I mean, I thought the Jennifer Lawrence thing was a little iffy, but it's fine. It was a good movie.
Was she the best part of it?
I don't know. I think they all had to kind of come together. When I think of that, you know, best actress or actor, I mean, I think it's just got to be, you know, stand out where they kind of made the movie. I think there were a lot of pieces that made that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the girl from Beast of the Southern Wild, I mean, I know she was only 9, and that probably played into it. It was the strongest performance I saw, and I did not see her more, but that girl was phenomenal, and I hope she has a great career and does great things.
I hope so, too. The Onion website, you may have seen, had some unflattering remarks about her.
Yeah, not a good thing to say about a 9-year-old.
Apparently, I mean, they're not rooting for her. 9-year-old, come on. You know, what if we...
Somebody's daughter, people. Let's keep it clean.
And The Onion, but that was taking it a step too far.
Chris, what did you think about Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone? I thought she was better in that than she's been in anything.
Well, that's where we first became aware of her, because Chris was the one that he came in and
she was phenomenal.
Told you about Winter's Bone. We're like,
good Arkansas movie too.
I'm not sure this may not have been a little bit of an honor for that role, catching a little payback.
Kind of like Denzel in Training Day, when he probably should have won for Malcolm X or something.
Absolutely, because Training Day, I thought that was. Whatever. I mean,
Paul Newman in
movie.
The Color of Money instead of Hud or Cool Hand Luke.
So. I think I got screwed in that one. Was Ethan Hawke?
Yes. That was not Ethan his Hawk's number one deal.
Ethan Hawke should have got best support.
Hawke has some game.
He was unbelievable.
Ethan, not RJ.
Although I can't root for Ethan Hawke. Anybody that has the audacity to let that tall beauty get away from him, I got to wonder that guy's intelligence level.
Hey, how great was Daniel Day-Lewis's acceptance speech? I mean, that dude is just class all the way.
Super awesome. I'll tell you what, if Spielberg had any guts at all, he would have done exactly that, though. He would have made Daniel Day-Lewis Thatcher and put Meryl Streep in as Lincoln, and then he would have let Lincoln live. I mean, come on, dude. If we're going to take license, look, that would have been less creative than the Argo. There was more stuff made up than my scenario for Lincoln. There was more stuff made up in Argo than my scenario for Lincoln.
It's a movie, Justin. It's a movie.
I know. The Argo thing, totally, though, it totally blew it for me. The more I looked into it, the more I realized it was total baloney. The fact that they've apologized or tried to make it right, and the Canadians are still mad about it, I'm like, you know what? I'm over this Argo thing. The whole thing is staged. I mean, it really is. The whole thing is basically baloney.
You can't worry about what the Canadians are upset about, though. I mean, they started a country and nobody showed up.
Christina LaCure is coming in tomorrow. I'll have a word with her about it. I'm sure she's been out of shape about it.
Chris, did you see during Lewis's speech that they showed his wife, who is the daughter of the playwright Arthur Miller, Death of a Salesman? She looks exactly like Arthur Miller
It's unfortunate. But
she's pretty. How is that possible?
I don't know. That's weird.
It is weird.
It's wild.
It's like your kid's going to look just like you, but he's going to be handsome.
That's not even possible.
Well, it's not possible.
What I think would have been fun is to give the Oscar to Daniel Day-Lewis, but before you did that, actually present the award and call Joaquin Phoenix's name just so we could have seen that acceptance speech. That could have been a train wreck for the ages, and I would have liked to have seen it. I mean, just watching him when they called his name was uncomfortable enough. Could you imagine if you had to walk on that stage and start speaking?
Didn't you think that Lewis should have won it for Gangs of New York as Bill the Butcher? I thought he was great in that. They gave it to Adrian Brody. I didn't think was half as good.
They love those artsy-fartsy movies that nobody sees.
Well, Roman Polanski, too. They gave it to him for that.
I hate to bring this up every time we talk about the Oscars, but I'll still never get over it. It was the greatest travesty in my life. Well, one of many. Shakespeare in Love beating Saving Private Ryan. Still the biggest joke of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, a chick wearing a mustache, they should be ineligible for any awards. It's just very uncomfortable to me. Just to me.
Chris, did you see anything this week?
I did. I just didn't get to review it. Side effects. Have you heard of it?
I think you filled me in a little bit about it because I wasn't familiar.
Chris Cromos, by the way.
Chris Cromos of Tropical Smoothie Cafe, who's sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and he also is the Average Guy movie reviewer, if you're not familiar.
I am, yes.
Yes, because, you know, you get all these highfalutin people like Philip Martin who see all the movies and know all the things about all the movies, including the proper terms, and they talk over your head. But Chris is an everyman. He can speak to the rest of us.
Philip Martin has nothing to do with Taco Tuesday either.
That's true.
All right.
You know what? So, good point. Chris makes
and I may not even know what I've seen, but I'm going to tell you what I thought about it. You know, I mean, you're right. I'm not going to speak in the best of terms, but I'll get my point across. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't.
Cinematography and genre almost never make it into a review from Chris, and I appreciate that. So, go on.
All right, so side effects. So listen to this cast. I mean, if you don't know, I mean, it's a early-in-the-year movie, but still you've got Catherine Zeta-Jones, Jude Law, Channing Tatum, and then the chick that was in the American version of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Rooney Mara.
I'd be more excited if I hadn't seen them all sing at the Oscars, but okay.
Yeah, and then Steven Soderbergh is the director. So you got a pretty good
deal happening
here. And thought I'd go check it out, and glad I did. I thought it was a good psychological thriller, as it were. So the setup is this, that husband and wife are married. The husband goes to jail. He gets out. That's Channing Tatum for insider trading. Rooney Mara plays the wife. She's depressed, you know, because her life kind of got ripped out from under her when he had to go to jail. So she's on some pills. Let me tell you what, if you're in pharma, man, they throw some of these drugs under the bus in this movie.
Uh-oh.
And she starts having some side effects from her SSRI, or medication for depression. And then they're mixing it with something else. And the next thing you know, boy, she just does something terrible while the medication is kind of having her sleepwalk around. And then Jude Law is her psychiatrist who gave her the medication. So then there's this huge, you know, whose fault is it? She didn't know what she was doing. It's his fault because he's the doctor and prescribed it. Should have known better. Then he's getting paid by the pharmaceutical. You know, it's just a big just mess. And then Catherine Zeta-Jones is her previous psychiatrist who, boy, they got a little story going on there, too. And I'm not going to give anything away.
Wicked web you weave here.
Oh, it is a wicked, diabolical web of misconception, and it's done really well. I thought it was a really fun movie to watch. I mean, you know, there's some things if you look at it too close, which Chestnut sounds like you do. I don't want you to do like Argo and then go look everything up. You're definitely going to find some inconsistencies and side effects. But if you just kick back and know this isn't, you know, you're not going to see an Oscar-winning deal. But it's, you know, this time of year, go catch something that's fun, and it's a thriller, and I think at the end it kind of wraps it all up nicely. And I'm going to give it 3.5 bananas. I thought it was a solid flick.
Chris, earlier today, I don't mean to drag you into our personal hell here, but earlier today we were telling a story about Steven Tyler, who admitted this week that he had blown $5 to $6 million on blow over his career. So
who did? Tyler.
Steven Tyler, yeah. Because you're thinking, wait, there's only like three guys that would possibly ever say that.
We were betting the over on that, by the way.
Yeah, they were saying more like $50 million. But what's something that you blew money – not something like that. But I'm just saying, is there anything you wasted money on that you're like, man, seemed like a good idea at the time. I really wish I had that back. We've gotten things that like a putting,
Beanie Babies, Pokemon,
a putting green and a what was it? A faux denim leisure suit was suit. Was that it, Mike?
That was it.
Yeah,
that was it.
Anything you really wish you had back?
Oh man, I mean, I can't.
You don't live a life of regret like I do, Chris. Almost everything I do, I regret immediately after.
I think I'm just too tight, baby. I just have a hard time. Like, I'm not even a good gambler. I mean, I go to Vegas and I'm just like, oh, it's just too hard getting it to just go blow it. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that was something maybe I learned from my folks that was a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah, your parents raised you right. My dad had me gambling on the Final Four when I was like 8 years old. So
I've got that one. I've blown a bunch of money on Bush Light in my past.
That's what I call an investment.
I didn't have the funds for it, but I always found a way to go ahead and make that happen. So maybe that's a regret. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, high school.
I don't know.
Heber,
those pyramids
you know?
Were fun to build.
All right, that's a good one. Chris, I appreciate it. We'll visit you next week.
Hey, yeah, come see us for Taco Tuesday. Come get that passion fruit smoothie, and we'll catch you guys soon.
All right, very good, Chris. Appreciate it very much. That's Chris Gromos, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Matt Jones is here. Trey Schapp is here. Overtime is coming up next. We are at Rollin' Wraps. Vehicle wraps, signs, and banners, large format printing, and they can wrap darn near anything because I've asked them a lot of weird things, and they've said yes to all of it. So I'll tell you more about it as we wrap things up. From North Little Rock, in a moment, in the Zone on the Buzz Radio Network.